Because he was attending a public event a day or two ago. He was highly critical of South Africa's BEE policies and also our Expropriation Act. And this has led to Durco summoning the US ambassador, and rightly so.
Indeed, but these are things that should not surprise us.
Yes.
Especially because ambassador is the representative of another state in the host state. And of course, they would have their own opinions and their own views about a number of things. Remember, even in a diplomatic relations, you would also want to influence the host state on many other issues. But of course, there are issues that can be discussed in a public space, and there are issues that cannot be discussed in a public space. So that is why the relations between states, it's referred to as a diplomatic relations. It must be handled very, very carefully. It is a fluid relationship which requires a lot of considerations in how you behave, in what you say, where and how.
So, Professor, with the U.S. ambassador recently arriving in South Africa, he made it very, very publicly known that his responsibility and his instructions that he's received from President Trump's administration is to ensure that South Africa once again becomes a non-aligned country and entity. What exactly are they implying? How should we be if they're saying we should become non-aligned once again?
Diplomatic relations are based on engagements, they are based on constant negotiations, they are based on influencing others in order to take certain decisions. There is nothing wrong with that. What should therefore happen is that they should find ways and means to convince South Africa to behave otherwise. The ball is in South Africa's hands, whether they accede to what America wants or not. And that should be understood in the context of a diplomatic relations. So when the U.S. is relating with South Africa, there are certain things that they will want to see changing in South Africa. They must negotiate with South Africa. They must influence them. They must find ways and means to find one another. Of course, South Africa has got its own stance on a number of issues. They will still argue them with all other states, including the U.S. That is the nature of diplomatic relations that we should expect. But more importantly, these are the discussions that should take place behind closed doors, because diplomatic relations are not mostly done in an open space.
But that pretty much has become characteristic of the Trump administration, Professor, if we have to be very honest. If he needs to communicate anything to perhaps even a head of state or a country, he just takes to his Truth Social platform and literally speaks his mind. And perhaps what should have been discussed, as you say, diplomatically, behind closed doors and perhaps following specific protocols and procedures is not done. So should we then be surprised that the new U.S. ambassador to South Africa is employing rather a similar stance?
It is unfortunate that that is the approach that has been adopted by the U.S. The ball is with South Africa on how they respond. One, they might decide to respond to public utterances, which is not in the nature of the South African government. And I think what they would prefer doing would be to have discussions at a diplomatic level with the ambassador from the US. And that is exactly what the Minister of International Relations was saying yesterday. So my view is that if the US administration would prefer to speak on social media, it is unfortunate that is not the approach of South Africa. South Africa might decide to ignore such. They might decide to engage them on how they should communicate their messages, especially now that they're being hosted by South Africa here in Pretoria. So I think those are some of the lines that have to be dealt with. But what is also very important is that already the Department of International Relations has started to act on that, to say they're still going to engage with the ambassador from the US. But the response that such utterances have received, it's enormous, because already other political parties have started responding. And the question would be, will the ambassador be able to absorb pressure that will come from different directions? Because this is what he started, and let's hope he'll be able to absorb the pressure coming from different political parties.
Now, Professor, diplomatic relations remain strained between the United States and South Africa, and it has become more apparent and pretty much common knowledge for all of us to see and know as a result of President Trump now being in the Oval Office for the second time, for his second term, because the continued talk centers around, coming from the Trump administration, criticism leveled at South Africa's BEE policies, the Expropriation Act, Kill the Boer chant, it being classified as hate speech by the Trump administration. And then now it continues to come up from time to time, the so-called white genocide, which clearly remains a misnomer, it clearly remains propaganda and fake news. How do we go about rectifying all of these misnomers and these different aspects of propaganda?
Diplomatic relations, as I indicated earlier, it's a game of engagement. And my view is that at a diplomatic level, such engagements are going to continue. But what appears to be the sense of the US administration is that they seem to be assuming that South Africa is a sub-state of the US, which is not the case. South Africa is a sovereign state that has to sit down, decide on its policies and laws without the interference of other countries. And what appears to be the case is that you have got the US that appears to be too much wanting to be involved in the policy direction that South Africa has to adopt, and that is quite unfortunate. And my view is that South Africa's funds should be used in this moment to re-emphasize where we stand, and I think that is what will define our relationship, not only with the US, but with many other states, that in the context of rebuilding South Africa and redistribution, certain policies that the government has to adopt, which are in the best interest of the majority in South Africa.
Professor, just as we wrap in the next 2 minutes, in conclusion, the Economic Freedom Fighters, one of the official opposition parties, not part effectively of the GNU, they've come out saying that the U.S. ambassador to South Africa, Leo Brent Bozell III, should be declared persona non grata and should be sent back to the United States. In all fairness, he's just arrived, so would that be a bit too premature on the side of what the economic freedom fighters are wanting to be executed here?
That is exactly part of what the ambassador should be prepared to get from the different voices of the South African population. If he decides to go public about his views and not considering our own situation, he will definitely get this kind of responses. But what we also do know is that in South Africa, if you behave in a manner that does not please the South African government, action is therefore taken. And we've got an example with the ambassador of Israel. So I think what we need to do now is that is to wait and see how the administration is going to be handling this matter. But the fact of the matter remains that they appear not to be impressed with the behavior of the U.S. ambassador. And very, very soon, we should be getting the actual stance of the South African government.
Professor Levy, geopolitical analyst, thanks so much for your time. This Throwback Thursday on PM Drive.